Good Advice. A Red versus Blue fanfic. Written by Anne Apocalypse. Read by Black Glass.
Bang her, Kaikina says, helpfully.
I am, Carolina clarifies. I mean, I have.
Carolina's speech is only slightly slurred, which, given the number of shots she's put away, is impressive. There aren't a lot of people who can keep pace with Kai. Not even Dex. Carolina isn't a lot of people, though. She's a freelancer. 5'7" of badass and hotness. Somebody should have warned Kai, honestly. You'd think Lavernius would have. Way more hotness than she's used to being around, even if the hot freelancer is super taken. Kai makes her thoughtful face while she pours herself another shot. She should wind down, she supposes. The party's mostly dispersed, the big rec room littered with empty bottles and cups, and here and there, Cheetos ground to a pile of orange powder by some unlucky shoe. Tucker and Wash, her boys, were snoozing on the couch in the next room last she saw them. She thought about waking them both up just to call them party poopers, but nah, they're too cute when they fall asleep on each other like that. This training facility in Armonia used to be like a gym or something. Whatever. Now that the war's over, it's party central as far as she's concerned. Got some help setting things up from the cute volleyball player and her girlfriend, that mechanic with the braces. They've long since wandered off somewhere, too. Probably fallen asleep on the mats. Just her and Carolina still awake. Carolina makes a grabby hand gesture, and Kai passes her the bottle of tequila. Not much left, so not a lot of damage she can do. Carolina slashes what's left in front of her face, squinting thoughtfully. She is currently upside down, lying on a lounge chair, with her back where her ass is supposed to be, head hanging off the edge, calves crossed over the back of the chair, bare feet waving. Kai is pretty sure she was wearing shoes at some point. She's got black leggings on, and a soft loose top that has slid down, exposing her very toned midsection and the edge of her black sports bra. Kai can't say she minds the view, but...
You shouldn't drink upside down, she admonishes. Not safe.
Carolina cocks her head slightly to one side, her bangs swaying where they hang away from her face. She grunts thoughtfully, shrugs, and slowly rotates her body smoothly to an upright position.
That's better, Kai says, nodding.
Go ahead and finish it if you want. Carolina makes a gratified noise and tips the last of the tequila down her throat.
Thanks.
Kai snickers and polishes off her own shot.
Bottoms up. Anyway, you were saying about your girlfriend or whatever?
Carolina groans dramatically and flops sideways in the chair, kicking her legs up. Kai doesn't think she's seen her hold the same position for more than 5 minutes all night. She has thick, muscly thighs.
Real nice.
I don't know if she's my girlfriend.
Ah, Kai says sagely.
What do you mean, ah?
Carolina's not quite too drunk to eyeball her suspiciously. Kai's just drunk enough to feel very relaxed and very silly.
You love her. You want to kiss her. Stop. Carolina and Vanessa sitting in a tree.
I already kissed her. Plenty of times. Kai giggles. God, you are so hopeless.
Carolina emits a sound like a growl.
Tell her. Tell her you like her. Like her.
Did you seriously just say like 3 times in a row?
You like her.
I swear to God.
That she's still awake? I could go get her right now, you know, so you can declare your love.
Just because you shared your hooch with me does not mean I won't kill you.
Please?
Kai says dramatically, flipping her hair over one shoulder and crossing her legs. Her own thighs look great in this miniskirt. She'd be hitting this so hard if Carolina hadn't started awkwardly dishing about her girl problems or whatever. But after so many shared shots, you don't just walk out on a lady in need. Even if her needs aren't quite the kind you were anticipating. What's so scary about telling your girl your feelings, anyway? Carolina makes a derisive noise at the word feelings.
Come on, Kai coaxes. Tell me all about it.
Carolina is more than halfway to upside down again. She mutters something unintelligible.
Speak up, hun.
She's way too good for me, Carolina mutters, very quickly and only slightly louder.
Psh! Girl, please. I mean, look at you.
Carolina glares.
I'm not talking about your undeniable hotness or, like, your incredible badassery, because... Never mind. I am not having this conversation. There isn't enough tequila in the world for this conversation.
Sweetie, Kai says, more gently.
Aw, girl's got it bad.
Who would have figured the freelancer for confidence issues? Don't hang upside down like that. Makes all the blood rush to your head. And all the bad thoughts.
That doesn't make sense.
I bet she likes you too.
Carolina doesn't answer, but she swings herself upright again. She sways a little this time, green eyes a little heavier.
Come on, Kai says,
rising from her spot on the couch. It's gotta be almost 5 a.m. Time enough to pack it in. Sleep time. You can have this couch. It's comfy. She slides an arm around Carolina's back to help her up, although the woman probably still doesn't need it. But Kai can't resist the chance to get closer to her, just for a minute. Carolina flops heavily on the couch and curls up.
You gonna be warm enough, honey? Want me to find you a blanket or something?
Eyes closed, Carolina cracks a little smile. You know, for a griff, you're surprisingly helpful. Kai kinda grins.
I know.
End of story. Thanks for listening.